All right, everybody, welcome to the first episode, the introductory episode of the Political Dysfunction. My name is Hunter Fox, and I'm here with Tyson Reese.
What's up, y'all?
I don't know if you want
There's
So, basically,
Tyson. Yeah, that's me.
basically, we just put this together. It's a project that we've been working on for a little while now. We decided that there was something lacking in American media today, and it's a view from people in the middle, people that don't have a dog in the fight on either side, and that just want to get America back to its basics, to its roots of liberty. And so we put this little podcast together, and we'll bring it to you every other week, but today we're just going to start off with a little introduction to who we are.
Yep, that's the plan. We're going to have it all over all sorts of mediums. We're going to have articles associated with it. And Hunter and I are going to have our own podcasts within it. We're going to do YouTube videos, all sorts of stuff like that. We have a Twitter page up already for those of you that may want to follow it. And that is at Real Poly Dis, at RealPolyDys. And that's on Twitter. So if you guys want to go ahead and follow that, get support rolling for this, and we're going to see some better episodes coming soon, other than just the introductory episode. But this is something that we're going to work on making very entertaining for y'all.
Perfect. And just like Tyson said, we're working on our own podcasts individually as well. So we'll have this podcast, Political Dysfunction, and then sort of under this media outlet, we're going to have my podcast, which is The America We've Been Given. You can find that on all streaming platforms in the next couple weeks. And then Tyson's got his podcast, if you want to give a little intro to that.
Yeah, I host Utah Liberty Talk. Some of you guys may know the podcast, some of you guys may not. Utah Liberty Talk was its own thing, and we're on about a year now of Utah Liberty Talk. And with this project, as we are working to create a media network, not just a singular podcast or blog or YouTube channel, Utah Liberty Talk will be a part of the Political Dysfunction Network. And the Political Dysfunction Network is the network that we are going to be using in this entertainment to bring attention to the dysfunction we have in American politics.
For sure. And so we know a lot of the people our age, millennials, Gen Z in that area, were somewhat politically homeless. We see all the, I guess, the old people that are clingers to either the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. We're somewhere in the middle, and that's the audience that we're targeting. And that if you're listening to this, that means you're probably somewhere in the middle. And that we're going to be bringing you current events, topics from today, as well as some political concepts, just from the perspective way we just want America to be a freer place. And so we'll be bringing that to you with our three podcasts. And then in the coming weeks and months, we're going to start putting up some articles on our website once we get our website up and running. And then you'll have written media, and then we'll have podcasts. And so however you like to consume media, we'll have an outlet for you.
Absolutely. And we would love to hear everyone's feedback, because that kind of stuff is important to make sure that we're getting the right kind of entertainment and material out to the consumer. So if you guys have any sort of suggestions, anything like that, we would be more than welcome to hear that. You'll be able to find a way to reach out to either of us, either through the Twitter page or through Hunter's podcast, The America We've Been Given, or Utah Liberty Talk. You guys will be able to get a hold of us and let us know how we feel. And there's going to be options for that coming for political dysfunction specifically soon. So we're not going to leave you guys hanging.
And I think that about sums it up. But basically, I just want to reiterate again that we're for you guys. We're here to bring you the current events, the political content that you're looking for. So again, just like Tyson said, reach out to us in any way possible. And we're just trying to be the best service that we can be for those of you that are politically homeless out there.
Absolutely. We are excited to get this started, and hopefully you guys are excited too, because we want to turn this into something big. And like Hunter said earlier, and I wanted to make sure I get my piece on this real quick, we are emphasizing on the youth, because so many youth are stuck in an awkward place of where we are coming into a harder adulthood where our labor is worth less, where our currency is being inflated, and it's so much harder than what our parents and grandparents had to go through. And the reason that we're seeing this is because of the political dysfunction and bad policies that we've seen enacted by people who are older than us. So this is our chance to start building the foundation for a turning point for this nation.
Perfect. And that's exactly what my podcast is about, the America we've been given. We've been given a union that is starting to crumble, and that we have the power to change it. I know we're just coming into adulthood here. I'm 23. So we're going to be the ones that are handed off this country, and that we need to make it a place that we want to live in. And that's what we're targeting with this media network, is make it a place that we can have real open discourse, and a place that we can, I guess, start building ideas that will recover this country and make it a place that we want to live.
Absolutely. And just so you guys know, Hunter and I aren't just Twitter junkies. We are students. We are people who are active in the movement. We are people that affiliate with organizations. I am on the road to becoming the chair for Young Americans for Liberty in Utah. I'm also the president of Young Americans for Liberty at Weber State University, Students for Liberty at Weber State University, and Students for Sensible Drug Policy at Weber State University. And I'm currently majoring in political science. And I'm not sure if I said this or not, but I'm 19 years old. I'm in my freshman year in high school. So just like Hunter, we're both young. We're both very, very hungry, and we're both very, very passionate about this.
Sure, yeah. I'm a junior in college now, somewhere in there, probably got 2 years left, but I was also a political science major. I'm now a media and communications major, so turning it a little bit over more into the political journalism side. But yeah, I'm the state coordinator for Utah for Students for Liberty. I'm looking forward to potentially becoming the regional coordinator in the next year. And so basically we're just out here. We're not just nobodies, like Tyson said, not just Twitter junkies, not just armchair politicians. We're out here actually making moves, trying to make the country better. We're in the activism fight. So yeah, basically this is us. This is political dysfunction. This isn't exactly the format that it's going to be. It's going to be a little bit smoother, a little bit more in-depth. We're actually going to talk about current events, political topics, and everything else that we feel is important for people in our generation to know.
Absolutely. We're excited to get this rolling, and you guys can expect, you know, very, very good quality stuff from us coming up. You guys are not going to be let down.
Awesome. Well, I think we should wrap it up. It was great talking with you today, Tyson. And to those of you who are listening, you can expect a fuller episode from us in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Thank you much, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you guys on episode one.